when Einstein coined the general theory of relativity, and I think it was special.
It was relative.
Yeah, the theory of general relativity. He was talking about matter and physics. Was he also thinking about cultural relativism or the relativism that you're saying?
He was trying to apply the concept of antimatter and with no understanding of the dimension.
Who gave him the concept of antimatter? Was that something
he did?
Did he invent that concept?
No, he tried to include it in his theory of relativity, and that's why it's not working. It's not holding salt.
Well, where did he get the notion of antimatter? From a scientist before?
Because you can't have matter without an antimatter or a no proposition regarding it.
Well, where did that come from? See,
the two conversations.
It's easy. How do you have who invented up?
Mr. Down.
Came up with
Mr.
Up.
Down did. Hugh Down.
Okay, well, if you don't have a down, you don't know up. Up is normal. Up is, that's not up. That's just where it's supposed to be. No, but when you have a down, then all of a sudden, oh, so that's up. So you got to have a contrast or you don't even know what up is, let alone relativity is. And that's what's relative about the theory of relativity, that everything is in its space. It's in its own continuum, its own concealed, cohesive reality. Well, it is, until it gets outside of it, and then what do? Well, then you have to apply energy. You have to apply force, equal and opposite, to overcome its place of beingness. And once you have the ability to do that, then you become a soothsayer, or magic, or outside of yourself, or psychic, or spooky. This is the part of your show that you call woo-woo. This is where you support the woo-woo part of bringing folks into their ultimate woo-woo. Come into the ultimate woo-woo. Engage the woo-woo within you. And that woo-woo will serve you well. It put Gene Dixon in the White House. It put Nostradamus,
right.
500 years later, they're still talking about his stuff they didn't understand.
Yeah,
he put Edgar Casey in a sofa where he could tell the ponies who's going to do what, and that woo-woo was very appealing to those going to the races.
What psychic is in Obama's house? Is Michelle going for somebody?
Time, your time will tell.
Well, you've told us, Ion, that when we've asked, well, who's using psychics in government and in history, and
in
you
Third
said,
Reich.
Yeah, well, you've said, well, the shorter list would be who isn't
using psychics.
Very good. Because after a little while, the yes and no anomaly gets solved that you have a non-physical, ever-present help and condition that's available to you. Okay? Most people have a mailman. Most people have a mailbox. But if you don't go get the mail out of the box, what good does it do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you own the mail route. You have an address. You give out the address, people send you stuff. But if you don't open the mailbox, finally they'll take it back to the post office and store it for you. So if you don't activate the rest of the process of your spirituality, of your woo-woo, then it won't do you any good. You'll be woo-less.
So the biggest, James, the biggest secret in history is that psychics were used by all empire builders and all inventors and everything. And, of course, the empire builders will say, no, no, don't do that woo-woo stuff. That won't. That's the devil.
Mm-hmm.
That was
right.
A red herring.
That's Rasputin. Easy.
That's Rasputin. Okay, James.
That's Dracul. Look out. That's a Romanian problem. Look out. That's some of that Antichrist. You spend a lot of time talking about the Antichrist, and you don't know who the Christ is. You're ready to pin the name of the Antichrist, and you can't recognize the Christ.
And that Christ begins around and inside and para you.
Yes.
The para-Christ. There's a new term never been said before. We have brought ourselves to a new point.
Jesus said it best, these things on earth that I have done and you will do, and greater things. Well, how many people have you raised from the dead this week?
Right.
See, he got it. He didn't have any problem with it. You come into your own gifts, your own power. Let the salvation flow to you because you're in charge of it. You're also the judge and the jury.